Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Bicyclists in Boston are mourning the first death of a bicycle rider this year on Boston city streets. Many gathered late yesterday at the scene of the fatal Back Bay crash to say farewell to 29-year-old Rick Archer. WBUR's Simone Rios was there too.
We remember Marcia Deal, 65, of Cambridge.
Reverend Laura Everett reads the names of cyclists killed in the Boston area over the last 2 years. She ends with the most recent.
And Rick Archer, 29, of South Boston.
Everett speaks amidst a sea of cyclists gathered at the intersection of Clarendon and Calm Ave. Riders kneel down to light candles around a bike painted ghost white. It's a ghost bike, a memorial to the dead cyclist, with bouquets of flowers wedged between the spokes and a name tag on the handlebars that reads Richard Stanley Archer.
We are here to tell the story of Rick's life, to remember all who grieve his death, to rededicate ourselves to a day when there are zero fatalities on our city roads.
The latest fatality is Rick Archer. Archer lived in South Boston and was adored by people who knew him. He's remembered as an adventurer, a loving friend, and a humanitarian.
When we travel past this spot, remind us of Rick. And as we try to go on, remind us that we need each other.
He was really trying and hoping that the world could be more socially conscious.
Leanne Greenman was briefly married to Archer and is a longtime friend.
So, you being here and raising awareness and hopefully being the start of something much bigger would mean the world to him.
Also at the ghost bike ceremony was Shaw Paul. He was riding with Archer on the night he was hit.
A matter of inches were the difference between the car hitting me and the car hitting him. And so all I want everybody to take with you is that life is that delicate, that fragile, and that precious.
Rick Archer's death led to a manhunt for the driver who hit him. The hunt ended yesterday when 25-year-old Malone Kidanarium turned himself in. He's charged with leaving the scene of a death and faces up to 10 years in state prison.
Hug your loved ones, tell them that you love them, and don't ever be afraid to have emotions and love those around you.
And Rick Archer's friend, Sha Paul, says he wants people to be mindful and love this world, because that's how Rick lived his life. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.